Welcome to the Baptism of Our Lord Worship Podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and Our Saviour's Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota. January 9, 2022. This is Pastor Maldana. Today is Epiphany Sunday. The Epiphany is a showing forth of the manifestation of Jesus, the Messiah. The Savior of the world began with the coming of the Magi from the East. The Epiphany now continues as our Lord's active earthly ministry begins at the hand of his predecessors, John the Baptist, and his baptism in the Jordan River. As the Holy Spirit comes upon him, human flesh, and the voice from heaven declares him to be the Son of God, so our baptism gives us the righteous to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John chapter 1, verse 12 through 13. To be thus born again is nothing less than to have heaven open to us with the power of God's gift of faith, hope, and love, and the preservance to live as God's children now, albeit as strangers and exiles on earth. Yet as fellow citizens with the saint and members of the household of God. That's what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. I am but the stranger here, says in our hymn. Heaven is my home. May the Heavenly Father bless you this morning as you worship with us. we open our service. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If you, O Lord, keep record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared. Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and not we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Now with this confession, receives absolution. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgive all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ in his authority, I therefore forgive all your sins in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and announced him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their calling as your children and inheritor with him of everlasting life through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God now forever. Amen. Our Old Testament reading for this Sunday is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 1 through 7. But now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you, and I have called you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers they shall not overwhelm you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as ransom, and Cush and Sabia in exchange for you, because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. I give men in return for you, people in exchange for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks to be God. The epistle is from the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 1 through 11. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died in sin still live in it? Do you not know that of us all who have been baptized into Christ, Jesus were baptized into his days? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in resurrection like his. Self was crucified with him in order that the body of the sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved by to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the days he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourself dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks to be God. The Gospel according to St. Luke, the 3rd chapter. As the people were in expectation, and all were questioning in their heart concerning John, whether he might be the Christ, John answered them all, saying, I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floors and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. So with many other exhortations he preached good news to the people. But the Herod Tetrarch, who had been reproved by him for Herodias, his brother's wife, and for all the evil things that Herod had done, added this to them all, that he locked up John in prison. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form, like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Washing now shall be a cleansing from transgression. redemption, and by his blood am I only released from death's oppression. A new life now awaits us. Oh, hear and mark the message now, for God himself has spoken. Let faith not doubt among us dwell, and so receive this token. Our Lord here with his word endows, pure water freely flowing. God's Holy Spirit here avows, our kinship while bestowing. The baptism of his blessing. These truths on Jordan's banks were shown by mighty word and wonder. The Father's voice from heaven came down, which we do well to ponder. This man is my beloved Son, in whom my heart has pleasure. Him you must hear and him alone, trust in fullest measure, the word that he has spoken. There stood the Son of God in love, his praise to us extending. The Holy Spirit, like a dove, upon the scene descending, the triune God assuring us with promises compelling, that in our baptism he will thus among us find a dwelling to comfort and sustain us.
To his disciples spoke the Lord, go out to every nation and bring to them the living word, and this my invitation. Let everyone abandon sin and come into contrition, to be baptized and thereby win full pardon and remission. This grace so freely given, they shall in sin and shame abide, and to despair be driven. The born in sin their works must bear, their striving sins endeavor, their pious acts do not obey, and they are lost forever.
To all our ills bring healing, the wonders of his precious blood, the love of God revealing, assuring his own pardon.
A blessed day to you. This is Pastor Stolman with a Bible study for the first Sunday after Epiphany, which is also known as the Baptism of Our Lord. We begin with prayer. O God, by the leading of a star you once made known to all nations, your only begotten Son, now lead us who know you by faith to know in heaven the fullness of your divine goodness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I don't know if you've ever been in complete darkness, but I was close to that once. Cheryl and I were in Hannibal, Missouri, the hometown of Mark Twain, and we decided to tour the cave, which was mentioned in his book about Tom Sawyer. As part of that tour in the cave, we were taken way back in the cave where the tour guide said that they were going to turn out the lights for 30 seconds so that we might experience the closest thing to total darkness. He also explained that if they left the lights off much longer than the 30 seconds, it might cause some to start going insane. That was our experience in darkness. Now let's think of darkness symbolically. We once heard a Christian explain that her life before coming to faith was like living in darkness. The Bible describes people living without faith as living in darkness. There's a passage used at this time of year that says that very thing, Isaiah 9, verse 2. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. That's the verse. Epiphany, the festival we did not celebrate this week in public worship, is the festival of light. Because Jesus, God's Son, was born into this world, the light of God's grace, the light of God's love, has shined on a world of darkness, people living without knowledge, acknowledging the God who created and saved them. That's what the Apostle John wrote in his Gospel, John 1, verses 4 and 5. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus calls himself the light of the world in John 8. His light reveals the mystery that Paul speaks about in the epistle lesson for Epiphany. These are a couple of verses from Ephesians 3, 1-12. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, how the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Thus far the reading. The word epiphany means to manifest, to reveal, to make known. This, the second oldest festival of the church year, is the festival that celebrates the revelation of God's mystery, that he wants all people to be saved through Jesus Christ, whose birth we just celebrated. That Jesus was born has been broadcast to all nations every Christmas. Oh, there's a lot of overwhelming business about Santa Claus, but you can also see anywhere in the world a nativity set on display, or the singing of Christmas carols that tell the story. That's how the gospel, the good news that God's Son has come into the world, is also spread at Christmas. Epiphany, just 12 days later, reminds us that God has come to save both Jews and Gentiles. He has come to call us all out of darkness of sin into his marvelous light of salvation. And how do we know it is Jesus of Nazareth that is the Christ, the Savior of the world? When Jesus came to be baptized by John in the Jordan River, as he was coming up out of the river, God said this about him: "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." God the Father was pleased that his Son willingly came into the world and saved the world by his suffering, death, and resurrection. Speaking about baptism, the epistle lesson for Sunday talks about our baptisms. This is what the Apostle Paul writes in Romans 6, verses 1-11. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we, who died to sin, still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the sinful body might be destroyed, and we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. For we know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Thus far the reading. The phrase, all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death, is one of the key phrases here. It assures us that we who have been baptized in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, have our sins forgiven because we share in the death of Christ, who paid the penalty for our sins. Not only that, the second phrase is just as important. If we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. In baptism, we have been given a new life, eternal life, a life with our righteous God, who makes it possible for us to start living a righteous life with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We've been freed from the bondage of our sins like selfishness, hatred, immorality, greed, envy, racism, and the like. We don't have to do them anymore. We have been freed by our gracious and loving God so that we can be loving God above all things, and loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. But this also includes the other fruits of the Spirit: joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Our present life gets its character, direction, and purpose from the fact that we shall live with him who now lives a life beyond death, a life lived wholly to God, now that he has died an atoning death once for all to sin. Now, and not until now, Paul utters his first imperatives. Now that his word has revealed the way trodden by Christ before us and for us, he can bid us enter on that way, and he gives us courage and strength to enter by pronouncing the promise, "Sin will have no dominion over you. You are under grace," verse 14 of Romans 6. We enter not under the compulsion of the law, but under the power of enabling grace. During this Epiphany season, the scripture lessons will reveal Jesus of Nazareth as the Son of God, our Savior, by what he said and what he did. As we hear these lessons, our faith is strengthened. We are encouraged to live our lives freed from the bondage of sin, freed to joyfully serve our God who saves us, for we are living in our baptismal grace. We pray. Praise and thanks to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you for coming into the flesh and doing all that is necessary for our redemption, freeing us from the bondage of sin. O Holy Spirit, we thank you for moving us to accept our redemption by faith, receiving the forgiveness of our sins and the gift of eternal life. We praise you, gracious God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We know you are the true God, a loving and forgiving God. We want to show ourselves being loving and encouraging, even as you are with us. Help us do so, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Join me, please, for a closing prayer. Lord Jesus, you have made known to us the things of the kingdom today. Show us to apply what we have learned in this service to our daily lives. Help us to make wise choices throughout the week for the glory of your name. May we be able to shift through all that we have learned so that we can walk in your ways. Father, give us wisdom that leads to love and faith. In Jesus' name we believe and pray. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen.
Steadfast in your word, curb those who by deceit or sword would ask the kingdom for your son and bring to naught all he has done. Lord Jesus Christ, your power make known, for you are Lord of lords alone.